I do feel like it's more of a neighborhood. It's more of a village. There are not as many people moving in and moving out with the change of every, you know, administration. And so, and I feel like I'm leaving work behind when I cross the river, you know. Everything is on that side of the river. I can be who I want to be when I'm on this side of the river. I feel insulated from some of the craziness on the other side of the river, you know, both federal and academic.
what do you think is, you know, some of the positive things about living here that you think that people don't typically see?
Well, the sense of community is one that I mentioned. From a physical point of view, the views are the best in the city. There was a time we could go up on St. Elizabeth's ground, the West Campus, and look at see all of the fireworks as though they were right in our backyard. We can't do that anymore because Homeland Security is over there, but I'm hopeful that they will open the campus back up. Some of the views are just absolutely gorgeous, and one of the reasons they annexed this part of Maryland is because they wanted it for the purposes of defending the Capitol. You had those lines of sight onto any ships that would come up the Potomac and the Anacostia, and you could better defend the Capitol. I do like the sense that we are a protective community. You know, as much crime about crime and whatnot that you hear, there is a sense that somehow we're kind of true Washingtonians. I kind of like that.
What do you think? What changes do you think will come east of the river? I mean, you know, people sort of get frustrated that, you know, the amount of economic development over here is nothing like what it is in the rest of the city. Are you hopeful, or?
I would like to see more of a university presence over here, because then I think what we have is the connection between young people who are clearly aspiring to academic excellence at the post-secondary level in the direct proximity of our students, of our children here, K through 12, who may not get that kind of exposure on a regular basis. So I am hopeful that the universities, both Howard, UDC, Trinity is already over here. They have a space in the Arc on Mississippi Avenue, and other universities would find a way to have satellite campuses over here. I'm also hopeful that Homeland Security, when they come, they're going to really be behind that historic wall. My sense is that they're going to create a community within themselves, and that there will be fairly little opportunity for them to come up and down Martin Luther King and really generate commercial activity, as is always spoken about. But I would hope that there would be some opportunity that flows out from both the redevelopment of the West and the East Campus. East Campus is supposed to be redeveloped as well by the city, and so we'll see.